Glory be to Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, now having fulfilled the festal celebration of the 12 days of Christmas, our attention is turned to the banks of the River Jordan. There we see the stark figure of the Prophet of Prophets, the Holy Forerunner, St. John the Baptist. And we are summoned to hear the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." And John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. The call to repent, the call to repentance, goes out to us once more. Such was the message of St. John. The same was the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Someone has said that the talk of repentance makes modern-day Christians nervous. We are embarrassed by the stereotype of the old-fashioned preachers hammering on sin and making people feel guilty. That Jesus isn't really like that. That he came out of love to help us and to know us deep inside and to heal us. The counter argument to that, though, is what do we need to be healed of? What do we need to be healed of? We need to be healed of our brokenness and alienation, our distance from God in our minds and hearts, which is caused by sin. By sin. In Orthodox spirituality, sin is always more than just breaking a rule or transgressing a commandment. It is the estrangement, personal, existential separation from God as the result of our sins. And our sins only matter if we desire to be closer to God. Our sins only matter if we desire to be closer to God, to have a real relationship and any desire to grow in grace. If we have no interest in God, then sin doesn't matter. In fact, talk of sin is annoying, especially after having feasted for over a week. Let's indeed speak of the love of Christ. God so loved the world. But again, ultimately, every sin, brothers and sisters, every sin is a sin against love. A sin against love. God has loved us, but we, like a spoiled child, have shrugged off that love. We have shrugged off that love and have preferred our own way to the way of the Lord. Also, the call to repentance flies against our self-image, because after all, we are nice. We're nice people. Other people may treat us badly, of course, and of course we're not like those people. We're not like those people. We're better than a lot of them anyway. We pray, we go to church, we give to the church. We're not that bad. But alas, despite our strong resume, the call to repentance remains and persists. The message of John, the message of Christ, as Christ says, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Jesus came not to call those who thought they were righteous. So if you think you're righteous, you're not qualified for Christ's forgiveness. And indeed, the church keeps making us say that we're not only that we're sinners, but that we're the first of sinners. Echoing the words of St. Paul in the first letter of Timothy, where he says, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." King James Version says, chief, the chief of sinners. had a friend who used to go around saying he was the chief of sinners. The headdress for that, I don't know what you wear. But to repent means to turn around. To turn around, to change our mind, to reorient our thinking yet again, yet once more. To reorient it to the kingdom of God. And we can't wait till Lent. That's 2 months away. And as someone has said, repentance is the entrance to the spiritual life, the only way to begin, and it is also the path itself, the only way to continue. That the life of repentance is a continuing life. For the early Christians and for Orthodox Christians, repentance is not a one-time event, not a one-time event, but an ongoing rhythm, a rhythm of life. As the child asked the monk, what do you do in there, pointing toward the monastery compound? And the monk answered, we fall and get up, we fall and get up. And we add that we hope that God finds us in the process of getting up and not in the midst of falling. In the sayings of the Desert Fathers, there's a description of the death of the great Abba Sizois, Sizois the Great, the saint of the church, one of the holiest and best loved of the old men, of the elders of the desert. And the brothers standing around his bed saw that his lips were moving. And who are you talking to, Father? They asked. He answered, see, the angels have come to take me, and I am asking them for more time to repent. His disciple said, you have no need to repent, Father. But the elder said, truly, I am not sure whether I have even begun to repent. So his life ends. In the eyes of his spiritual children, he was already perfect. But in his own eyes, he was still at the very beginning. For us ordinary folk, it's when we feel we have no need to repent that we probably need to repent the most. That's when it's urgent. Not when we feel something, but when we don't feel. When we don't feel our sins, when we don't feel anything. When we feel we're sort of okay, sort of mediocre in the middle. Then it's time to get down to the river with St. John, confessing our sins, as we heard in the Gospel. Finally, the Christian life is indeed a marathon, not a sprint. We flow through the seasons, the rhythm of the church as the rhythm of our life, with the hope and determination that our life would be on an upward curve, an ascending path, towards the divine. As we hear in the same epistle of 2 Timothy, of this morning's epistle, in another chapter, the second chapter, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, and peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. With them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. That's our mission, that's our goal. So that we can all say together with St. Paul, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory.